Good evening. It is May 8th, 2014, and it is our maiden voyage call of our new Earth. Joining our alliance to save the Earth, my name is Joanne, and with us we have our founder, Tom.
Well, greetings, all. We some of you know us from different adventures that we have been on. This is a new undertaking for us. We've been following this sort of Earth crises, I guess we could call it, for years and years, as you have, and we welcome each and every one of you whose heart is about cleaning the air, the waters, and the lands that are continually being poisoned, and we are being poisoned, as well as the animals, all living beings on the planet, as well as our dear Gaia, Mother Earth. If you haven't, I would encourage you to spend a little time on our one site, ournewearth.net, and we've addressed a number of key issues, certainly by no means every issue that the planet needs, but some very prominent ones. We'll mention chemtrails in particular, vaccines, and fluoride we've highlighted as our kind of out-of-the-chute issues, but on that list also would be HARP, GMOs, sonar, smart meters, fracking, basically oil drilling, nuclear power, and, well, there's something called Corexit, which is what was sprayed and continues to be sprayed, as I understand, in the Gulf to suppress the oil spill, not to clean it up, but to suppress it. So these are some of the really top issues, hot issues that are plaguing the Earth. You might be familiar with some or all of these, and we'd be happy to go into some detail on any of these here with your questions here tonight. We will have give each of you an opportunity to speak whatever you would like or ask questions. What I envision the one is basically a hub. We have a lot of groups, large and small, all over the planet that have a passion for one or another or similar items perhaps not mentioned here tonight, but don't have a strong enough voice alone. You may have a wonderful, passionate group, but if we combine forces, if you will, we can have a very powerful voice on each and every one of these topics. We have a place to affiliate with us. There's no cost to do that. Simply go to the affiliate page and submit your intentions to do so, and we can add your site right there with others that you will see. And next to that, I'm not going from right to left here, we have a survey, and you might like to participate in the survey. We've just got started with this, so we've had a few participants so far, but we've listed some of the top items, some of them I've mentioned here. And the results are in. Well, we have 40 folks already, so that's a start. But we'll get into the hundreds or thousands here very soon. And just indicate your preference. Where do you want to put your energy? Some of the leaders right now are chemtrails, HARP, GMOs, and fracking and oil drilling. Those are the top end vaccines is in there as well. But again, those are pretty limited numbers. But the three I mentioned will be, in fact, our main topics that we will get started with. There's a place to donate. We, of course, will explain what we're going to be doing, and if you so choose to contribute, we certainly will appreciate that. Contact us, and then there's news. We'll keep you appraised, little bullets there, of what's going on, such as our meeting tonight and subsequent gatherings or what our progress reports. But then we have project support. You'll notice there's a tab for it, and this is where you can join us, volunteer to help us. How would you like to participate? And you may have a favorite project. There's your choice. You can choose from that original list. There's actually three choices you can make and submit it all at once. And your skills may be in maybe you'd like to draft a letter, for example, that others could use. And the way I envision the process to develop is we've seen another group do a very powerful effect by sending over 100,000 letters to the Navy to stop the sonar blasting in the oceans that were harming the whales and the dolphins. It was very effective. It may last, or they may wait for the flurry to quiet down and then start up again. We don't know. However, letter writing in itself, we know, is very powerful. The more, the better. And that's why joining forces, doing it in synchronicity, so to speak, is a viable process. Number two on the list is articles and research and studies. You may be yourself one of those people who has done some research. We don't want hearsay. What we're looking for are folks who've done original research, perhaps in some cases a doctor, in some cases an engineer, a scientist, whatever it would be. We need to reach out to these people who have some hard, viable data and credibility in their area of study so we can support what we're going to do. That would be, maybe you are an expert in those areas and would like to contribute. The marketing is just getting the word out to people. You know, so those are the three areas that we are looking for. We have, for example, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has come forth, as I understand, and I believe that has been unchallenged, is the foremost expert on the damage of vaccines on human life. And she is part of us and committed. She happens to be on a traveling tour right now, so not available, I don't believe, for this call tonight. But just an example. So there are many groups and who have wonderful, wonderful knowledge, and she has incredible thousands of research studies right by her own industry, right by the medical industry. So that is what I'm looking at. Now, what we're going to do with that information is we're going to put it in a concise way, support it, but we bring one additional element to the table that has been lacking in this industry. If you go to the courts, your standard courts today, with your claims or pleas or what have you, you're going to get rebuffed. They are owned and paid for by the industries or by the financial world. One way or another, you aren't going to find them standing up very often to Big Pharma or the government or other agencies, for example, or private industry. They will not do that, by and large. There are exceptions, and a few breakthroughs have happened, I understand. Those are also very costly and very time-consuming. We have been so fortunate last year to be privy to a new set of courts based on common law, and they're internationally based. The common law, if you're not familiar, precedes all statutory law since 1933. One by one, the courts, we were common law, by the way, as this country was founded, and Canada as well. We were founded in common law. Common law goes back hundreds of years. So it is the precursor. Statutory law is what we find in our courts today. Well, what did the last judge rule on? And it's basically they're making law as they so choose based on prior rulings. And it's all under the guise of corporations, by the way. All courts today are corporations, as is our government, as you may have determined. So to step out of that and back into the predecessor, the more powerful, the basis of our entire country would be common law. We had it up until 1933. That is voice of the people. It's not what, in fact, they can overrule any law, ruling, or anything that is not supportive of what the people ask or demand. Very interesting concept. We haven't been taught that in schools, but that is the truth. So there are 10 of these around the world that have been established last year. Now, these are not the Hague, which are treaty-based. These are strictly under common law, so they're owing to no one other than the truth. and the people. There's one in the U.S., one in Canada, and eight others around the planet. They have the ability to override any ruling right up to the Supreme Court, again, because it's based on common law, or on, some might say, common sense. Well, most don't even know these exist. We not only know they exist, we have access to them. We have a special way of getting into the common law world courts. In fact, we've done it 500 plus times. We have that many processes in and on their docket. Okay. Now, they're still processing these, but what I'm telling you is we know how to do this. We know how to put together a claim, and we know how to present it. So what we'd like to do is to take the combination of these two, the letter writing, which is in itself very powerful, and the enforcement of the world court. When they make a judgment, they have arrest abilities that they can demand and remove people from office, stop whatever. That's powerful. We have not had that in our country since 1933. Now, these are different than, this is not a grand jury. These aren't the little courts that are popping up here and there. And I'm not negating their effectiveness or ability. I'm saying that these are well established now since last year. And we have access to them, so why don't we use them? So, step one, we draft a letter. We pick a date. We're going to do this project. We research. We find out all the contact people that will be involved, whatever that project is. For example, if it would be the vaccinations, well, there's a hefty list that would need to be secured, and we're already underway on that one. Okay. So we'll have, right down to doctors, nurses, the states, all are involved in vaccinations, even the colleges now. Your child cannot even get into college unless he's stuck with a needle. And I'll let the expert, Sherry, share that detail with you a little bit more, how once you bypass the immune system by a needle, you can put anything in the body and destroy it. And that is what's happening to our children from the time they're born. It's just horrid what is happening, and these create lifelong problems. They may appear right away as autism or there's some other disease. They might show up later in life, but they will. In fact, that's their intent. Now, you can wrap this around any kind of a conspiracy you want, or you can just focus on what is. So here, I'm going to focus on what is. All right, we see this happening, and these results happen. Same thing with chemtrails. We see all kinds of nasty things, snow that doesn't melt. We see McGowan's disease. We see people with respiratory problems. Whatever their purpose is, you make your own determination. The fact is they are poison, and they're harming and killing people and plant life as well, and animals, spewing in our water. So, that is our mission, is to put an end to these. If they think they're stopping global warming, well, global warming is a natural occurrence. It is time for our planet to come back to a more tempered climate. All right, it has nothing to do with carbon dioxide and all these other fairy tales that have been spoken. And I base this on the heavy research that I have read. Okay, I haven't done it. I'm simply relying on the experts. So, you each have done and know a lot about certain areas, as I have, and Joanne, and in one way or another, either on your own personal research, if you're of that nature, or from experts who you've come to know and trust, who have a good heart. So what I'd like to do, first, Joanne, give me your assessment so far of what we're up to here and what we'd like to accomplish.
I think it's a great explanation. I hear many people that have been frustrated because we're all looking to improve the planet that we live on. And where can we get it done? Who can we trust to create an action that will move forward and represent our collective voices for these areas that are so near and dear to us. I'm on the East Coast. Fracking is a huge problem here. It has affected drinking water. It affects the water that you not only consume, but you rely on to spray the crops during the seasons that we have here to help our food grow. It's also affecting when people bathe. And when things become that acute that you are poisoning yourself when you're consuming water that has chemicals in it, of which we don't even know what the chemicals are. They won't release that information. It's really time to stand up and take a stand and say, listen, we really need you to stop what you're doing. And we're getting assaulted from so many different directions in the food that we eat. And Tom, you mentioned the vaccines, the fluoride, the smart meters on people's homes. They were rolled out that it was going to be such an easy thing for us to be able to have our utilities calculated. But that wasn't really what the utilities had in mind when they updated these meters. There's a little bit more to it than that. So back to fracking for one moment. They're fracking, and what happens is when they do that and they drill these pipes down through the earth, they drill it straight down and then they go horizontally. And in the state of Pennsylvania, that fractures the earth. It fractures the shale. And in the state of Pennsylvania, they're doing it 5 miles from a nuclear plant, when in Ohio they have already proven that when they're fracturing the ground and playing with the ground, as I call it, then it creates earthquakes. So what in the world are these people thinking? It's a great place to get your voice heard if you're concerned. And I, for one, am very concerned for not only us but our future generations. How can you spray the air, affect our food, affect the earth that we live on, play on, get nourished from? And we can't stand by silent any longer.
Well, thank you, Joanne. And moving on the tabs here, I forgot a couple here. One is called Register, and that's where we'd like you to sign up and for our newsletter. We'll be happy to keep you appraised from time to time as to our progress and what projects we're on and dates, because dates are going to be critical. If 100 letters come to somebody one day and 50 another and 75 another and so forth, it has a kind of a dribble effect. But if they're in a week's time, get 100,000 letters, you see, if we time our combined efforts, wow, that is makes an impact. And then following up with that, with the World Court, and the way that will work, it's a tribunal. This court is a tribunal. So when they review a case, they will certainly or follow up with all the defendants. So whoever is on that list, it could be a very lengthy list, will get a notice. They'll get one notice that an action has been taken against them. Now, in common law, you cannot defend yourself with an attorney. So these folks are very good at doing that in statutory courts. They can delay a case for years through this means and that means and delay. That does not happen in a world court. You get one opportunity to respond to the complaint, which will be very precisely drafted. That is our expertise. Okay, we can do that. We need the facts and we need the affidavits from folks who are, in fact, standing behind that truth. That'll be our support. Now, they can defend themselves any way they want, but not to attorneys. They must do it by the principal. They'll be respond in paper form. The court then, their duty at that point, is to review what they've been charged with, showing the evidence, and then the defense, whatever that is, and make a determination. If they need more information, they'll ask for it. They'll make an informed decision on a tribunal of a neutral parties, three judges. A majority must rule, two out of three, must rule in favor one or the other, either drop the case or move on. Now, the evidence will be so overwhelming in these cases, it'll be quite easy for them to make a determination. They keep an arm's length from society. And these are patriot, I'll call it, type people who are here for this purpose. They've been carefully selected to bring about the changes that we all have wanted, demanded for a very long time. So I do believe we're going to get a very positive response from these folks. The next step is the, I'll call it the SWAT team, or the enforcement of it. And that is still being put together. But by the time we get our process rolling, I don't think we should wait at all. That will happen. And I think this is the opportunity to start rolling one project at a time, and we'll do perhaps dozens before we're done. There seems to be no end to needs on this planet. We just highlighted a few here just to get started. So as these situations come up, some might be political. They don't have to be environmental. There's many political challenges out there, are there not? Unfair laws and injustice. Well, this is a justice department, isn't it? The world court. So we can take on other issues as well. So we're starting here because we think this is a good grassroots way to get started. And many of the players are actually the problem itself is with the government. They've been bought and sold, bribed, or whatever, influenced, threatened to function in this or that way. The FDA, for example, people don't realize the actual charter of the FDA is not for the health and welfare of the people. It's to support the drug industry. Started by Rockefeller back in, I believe it was 1920s. And he petitioned Congress to pass a group, and that was their mission. You can read their mission statement. It's there. So things aren't always what they seem, but we are the change. We're the voice of change. That's how I see it. So unifying is very important. Moving along on the tabs, we have a about us. You can find out a little about us and an FAQ for some common answers. There's the projects, and then, of course, our home page. So on the project page, not every project has detail yet, but the three I mentioned do. So you're welcome to explore and get up to date. Or if you have something very potent you'd like to add, by all means, send it to us, and we'd be happy to add it for information for other folks. Well, Joanne, maybe we should now get some hands up here. And let's hear from some of our guests, questions, comments, suggestions you have, ideas. Star 1 puts you in the queue, and we'll call on you one by one here. And we appreciate your input.
And here we go. Hello, your first name, please.
Hello, I think you just called on me, and it's Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey, hi. I didn't know how to let you know that I was here.
You found out.
I found you, yes. So I don't know if you received my email this evening, but...
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. So my second one was that I was being tapped on the shoulder and told that the council would like to speak.
Oh, I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah. So the Council of One has been communicating with me recently.
Mm-hmm.
And they would like to have a word tonight. And it's very funny what they do. When they want to speak to me, they play music in my ear. And the song that they play is, "Just a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down."
And, Catherine, can we tell the rest of the callers on the line tonight exactly who you are? This is Dr. Karen May. And we're delighted to have you here with us this evening.
Catherine, as you, some of you know, some do not, is an intuitive, and she talks to a lot of folks on the other side of the veil, we'll say, in the higher region, who have come and communicated with her over the years. And we also do some of that ourselves. But Catherine got a special message. And so I just want to get you an idea of who we're talking to, and some of the folks aren't necessarily of your following on this call, so I just wanted to give you a little preview, and you can add a little bit to that, Catherine, of your own if you'd like.
Okay. Well, I'm trained as a psychologist and ended up channeling. I was asked to channel the voice of Mother, Father, God. And shortly thereafter, I was asked to create a website and put the messages on the website. So things went from there to real busy. So I have been getting messages. One of the things that I have done recently is to channel the new scriptures from Sananda, Jesus. My website is whoneedslight.org. And I also have a connection with the Hollow Earth Network, and the heart of the Hollow Earth Network takes care of my website and is also my co-host on my Blog Talk Radio show. So it's on Blog Talk Radio, and it's called Channel Panel. So that's where I've been spending a lot of time recently. And in recent weeks, I've been getting messages from Gaia, who calls herself Terra, actually, Mother Earth, about the difficulties that are going on, the environmental problems, and she was expressing pain. So a number of people mobilized, healers, energy healers, to try and help ease the pain. And it turns out that Mother Earth is giving birth. She's raising the continent of Atlantis. And we're going to get a big surprise pretty soon when people realize that there is a new continent forming in the middle of the Atlantic. And along with that will rise the great crystal that was the power source for Atlantis. And it will be reactivated, and we will have a new energy source. So free energy is going to have an entirely different, an entirely different form than we might have expected. So there are some pretty exciting things ahead. Anyway, in the meanwhile, I also have been contacted by the group that calls themselves the Council of One. They are, all of the masters and archangels that you've heard of, and plus others who are doing work around the universe. And they operate on a very interesting high-level democratic program. Everything they do is by unanimous agreement. So they're really setting, you know, they really are the model for what we want here on the surface. They can see a lot more than we can see, so they have a lot more information. So it makes it easier for them to come to unanimous agreement. But, of course, they're always looking at the greater good. Every decision, every project is designed for the greater good. So the more of us that get in touch with those connections beyond the veil, the more we are inspired by this sense of love and connection and hope for something that will really create the paradise on earth that we have always wanted. So we haven't told the people that we talked earlier in the week, and I had started a fracking campaign because I concluded that anyone who is involved in the development and implementation of fracking has to be one of the most evil people on the earth, because it is so horrific. There is nothing good about it. It doesn't give us any cheaper energy. In fact, most of it's just being exported. The pollution that it creates is just absolutely horrific, and there is no safe way to do it. There is no clean way to frack, and even if there were, it would still be immoral because it causes Mother Earth terrible pain. So even if that were the only reason, that would be reason enough not to do it. So your idea of this networking and creating a hub is just wonderful, and I think it's now's the time. It really is the time that people are now able to think this way, that there's no competition between environmental groups. We're all on the same page. And to be able to organize and to help various environmental groups come together and support each other is just an idea whose time has really come. So I'm thrilled that you're offering to manage this. And I want to, for sure, put my weight behind it. As I told you a few days ago, I was contacted and told that we must, on my site, take down the fracking campaign because it was much too much under my name and Ann DeHart, my co-host. So we were asked to take it down temporarily because they felt we were making ourselves a target. And I think the reason that they were concerned is because of just what I suspected, that it is the really ruthless, vicious group that's left. There aren't many of them, and they don't have the power they used to have, but they are really on a tear. And so I think this is a concern right now. To do a general organization that helps people to get together, that's a great thing. I think when you do a campaign, probably you should do it as a, a petition or as a general group so that it's not under your name, Tom, and so that there are a large number of people behind it, just for your protection as well.
Well, that is the purpose of the one, is I mentioned the three, the primary areas that we've already are underway with on the research, and there's more, much to be done there yet. And those will be the three that we had handpicked some time ago to start with. And I mentioned who those were. The fluoride we mentioned, and the vaccinations certainly is one big one. The GMOs, or not the GMOs, but the chemtrails, GMO, likely be a very near topic. But just getting, first of all, the education out there so people
can... That's so important.
...reviewing the site, and we're consolidating the best articles we can find, and we encourage you to share with us so we can, you know, have a central point. If you have a group you'd like, we can absolutely add your, as affiliate, add your link. Years. So if people want to explore more in depth on something you've done, absolutely. So we're not here the end all of anything. You folks have done wonderful work, and we're just bringing, I say, kind of a central point. If you wish to participate, and we encourage you to do that, support your ideas, your research. When we do something, we're going to do it right and very detailed. We've done other projects, so we won't get into that here, but we've done other projects at extraordinary detail that no one on the planet has been able to do. So we got the tenacity and the heart and the people that can make this happen.
And especially...
There'll be a smart way to do it.
Yeah.
Project, we intuitively test everything. We work with our guides as well. And if you find that we're getting thumbs up, it's time to do this or that project, or do it in this or that way, then that's what we do.
You get great.
A red flag or yellow flag. We you know, pay attention and we find what it is we need to do now.
Great.
But we've gone against the some of the strongest folks in the world.
I know you have, and it's and fabulous.
And we, you know, so we, but we do it in a smart way.
Yeah.
In fact, we do it as a, we call it a win-win. When we work, well, for example, in the financial industry, we harm no one, absolutely no one in the process. Now, we're not here to harm anyone either in this process, but we are here just to bring a win to Earth and to humanity, okay? And sometimes that means something else has to stop. There's always better ways, as you mentioned. Clean energy, there's many, many free energy sources that have been suppressed from the Tesla days years ago. And now we have Keshe, the Keshe Foundation.
Right.
Bringing forth all sorts of wonderful ideas. So there's all kinds of solutions to energy, just using that as one example. So is nuclear power a wise thing for humanity? I don't think so. Look at all the side effects that can result from that that are negative.
Right.
Look at Fukushima. Look at, the other plants that have leaked over the years. It's certainly not, especially when free energy can indeed solve every one of our problems. And we don't expect this is necessarily an overnight process.
Right.
But it also can be.
But also the size of your group is wonderful. I mean, if this is why we had so much success with the sonar program, and we have since been told, you know, the Navy is maybe a piece of cake compared to the cabal, but the group that we managed to just inundate with letters, they backed down. They stopped it. So it can be done. And I certainly didn't mean to discourage anyone. The larger the group, the greater the safety. So if you arrange it that way, you know, so that everyone is taking part, then, you know, that's a great program.
Well, call this our awareness kickoff. Many have come here. This is their first exposure, and many on a rather short notice, perhaps, were not able to make it or for one reason or another. They can listen to the recording, or they can come. We'll have subsequent calls, reviewing the site, sign up, and we'll gather again, and we'll continue to grow and answer your questions. Get comfortable. If you have suggestions, you know, we're listening. We're here to work together. And we do bring something unique. We have the access, as I said, to the courts. They're still developing their, I'll call it, their SWAT team, I guess would be a better to refer to it. Not that they are doing it, but it comes from certain funds, and which are a little scarce. So they're still putting, tidying up, getting that ready. So before they can really deliver, they want to make sure they have the enforcement in place fully. And so they can do the job correctly. This world is about to flip into the good, into the light totally.
Yes.
And the many...
You can feel it coming.
Oh, yeah. Many of the dark elements have already been removed, and some of them have removed themselves in different ways, or these accidental deaths we've been hearing about. They're most interesting. So even the dark are removing their own dark players. And we'll let that lay as it is. But what I'm saying is change is afoot big time, and there will be the right time to move forward on each of these projects. And we will test with our guys and make sure that it is the time and the right way to do that. So, but it is good to first know we're here, get familiar with, you know, the site, who we are, and bring forth your suggestions and your experts. Again, we're looking for not hearsay. We're looking for folks who've actually done the research and have credibility in their arena. And there are many out there. who would be willing to put their name on an affidavit, along with many others. So when this project comes forward, there's absolute overwhelming evidence that what we're saying is true. So the court
right.
have nothing to do but to say, well, of course, look at this.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, and it's out there. It is. So we're just kind of bringing it together, getting it aligned, and we'll put together all the documents. We're good at doing that. And get it into the right hands. We have access to that, through those courts. The average person does not. They don't even know they exist in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been blessed and guided on our missions. So this is a door that opened for us.
It's a really a wonderful plan that you have. It sounds perfect. You've got all the checks and balances in place. You have, or at least in the plan, you have a lot of people working on it. You have the backup of the court. I mean, that is just a terrific way to go. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm in New York, and there are some wonderful people here who've been activists for such a long time and who are, of course, now working on the fracking issues. I'm going to try and make contact with some of the people here, and I think the affidavit is just really a good thing. And the more people you have on it, the more powerful it is, and the more powerful it is.
There's one more piece that we are going to employ here. We're going to ask the folks to do as you had done with your group, Catherine, send out your own. We'll have, in other words, here's the project, here's the list of players.
Mm-hmm.
Do your own individual mailing, cost of a stamp, and a little ink, and that's part of it. That's an important part.
That's a really important part.
The second part is, and we're asking if you'd make any kind of a contribution to the one, our new earth, we will send us a copy of each of those letters that you sent to your folks to us at our offices. We'll take them. There's going to be a lot of them.
Oh, my.
And we might have to hire a pickup truck to deliver them to the post office or get a pickup truck, but whatever it's going to take. And we're going to deliver that along with our complaint, okay, the legal complaint to the World Court. I hope they have...
Oh, that's brilliant.
And we're going to say, well, this isn't five crankpots, crackpots, rather, you know, who decided one day we didn't like chemtrails. Here are these same 100,000 or whatever the numbers are, letters from your constituents all over the country and Canada, U.S. and Canada. And Canada has their own court, by the way.
Yeah.
They'll get their portion. U.S. will get theirs.
Oh, this is brilliant.
And dump it, you know, on their front lawn one day and say, okay, now, these are the people speaking. We've had enough. Now, that is powerful. So we would
need
to do both. So it's really three things involved here. Your personal letters going out, a copy to us, and then the court action. And that'll speak volumes to the court.
Oh. Well, we were told by the time we ended that campaign, we had mustered nearly 1 million letters.
1 million?
Yeah, because people on the list were writing 10 each or 20.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
You know, there's sometimes if you have 10 people to write to, ask everybody to write 10 letters.
Mm-hmm.
And ours were handwritten, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that really has an impact. I mean, they just didn't know what to do when they got all these handwritten letters and bags of them. Nobody writes a handwritten letter anymore. So it had a huge impact.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually acknowledged, and we each of the letters began with our concerns about the dangers to the Mer people and to the Cetacean Nation. And by the time they got, 100,000 letters, they acknowledged that there are such things as Mer people.
And some of our listeners today are probably going scratching their heads on some of this. This may be a little beyond your earthly understanding. So
mm-hmm.
on the bleeding edge of
the bleeding edge.
The bleeding edge, yes, of the new age. And so, you know, hang on to your seatbelt, guys. She's going to give you take you on a ride. And I'm right there with you, Catherine. I'm in the same boat, but I try to keep it simple because not everybody is up to speed on all of this. So,
well,
you can add a conspiracy to any of this you want, and or not. It doesn't matter. We go with what is. What are the facts?
Well, the news is recently that one of the reasons we wrote the letters is because a mermaid actually did wash up on the beach, and she was found. So it was, maybe it was more than one. So there is evidence that there really are mer people.
Mm-hmm.
They keep a pretty low profile, you know. They're not eager to be revealed, but the sonar was not only killing whales, it was also killing mer people.
Mm.
So that was one of the reasons that the Defense Department agreed to stop the testing. Because the letters said so, and because they acknowledged that there really are mer people. So that was really one of the reasons. Somebody up top heard about, you know, the dead mer people washing up on the beach, and they didn't want to be responsible for that. So, and I want to reassure people on the call, I was trained as a scientist. I have a doctorate degree. I spent 30 years studying to be, you know, a scientist, someone with my feet on the ground. And then here I am announcing to the world, well, I'm actually a psychic medium. It was not an easy choice, I guarantee you. But I felt it was a worthwhile thing to do, and there's important information to get out there. So I sort of switched my profession midstream, you might say, and ended up doing this work. But I still do my clinical psychology work. So I am still very much a member of the mainstream in some ways. You know, I read all the information as well, so I wouldn't say by any means that I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm just looking for the truth.
Yeah, if the conspiracy turns out to be true, then it's not a conspiracy at all, is it? It's simply,
right.
Here's the truth, and that's exactly where we go. But mm-hmm. The truth, and the truth, as you will recall, will set you free.
Yep.
I've read that somewhere.
So my request tonight from the Council of One
mm-hmm.
was that I bring you and your group a message.
Sure.
It has to do with your new website and with this good work that you're initiating. That's how much they told me anyway. So if I have a minute, if you'd like, I can call in the council spokesperson for the Council of One, and they will bring their message to you.
Let us do that.
Okay. Greetings, everyone. Yes, this is the spokesperson for the Council of One. We count ourselves as a group consciousness, and so there is no need for individual names when we bring a message, for we are in unanimous agreement. We're very happy to be able to speak with you, and we're happy that we were able to get through at this short notice. We want to tell you that this program that your beloved Tom is initiating is a stroke of mastery. It is something whose time has come for sure, but the ideas and the design he has created is a masterful idea. Will have a tremendous impact, and it already has. when you initiate this kind of work that is so imbued with positive emotion, passion, intensity, and dedication, you know the universal law, which says that when you envision with your feeling, your heart-mind, that is your heart, and your soul-mind, which is in the center of your head, when you connect those two and you envision a project, it is done. It is created. The universe conspires to help you. And that project will flow along the timeline that has been dedicated to it. You are in a timeline now, beloved ones. Now, I'm aware that many here are not familiar with talking about timelines. I'll give a bit of a description if you'd like. But you are on a timeline, as we call it, that is destined to wonderful, wonderful events coming very soon. Now, a timeline, you might say, is something like a highway. And if you picture the way the higher dimensions work, where there is no time the way you understand it here on the surface of the planet, it's like those highways in California where there are 10 lanes across. Picture it with 10 lanes on both sides. And your planet Earth has been moving across that highway to the faster lane, and then the next faster lane, and then the next faster lane. Now, let's give this some meaning. 50 years ago, planet Earth was on a very dark timeline, the one that predicted the destruction of the planet. Because there were many who decided that playing with nuclear weapons would be an interesting thing to do. And it got out of hand. And there were moments when the galactic councils were truly concerned that planet Earth would be completely blown up. It was decided in the council, for whom I speak, that this would not be permitted. And I can tell you, beloved ones, that there will be no more nuclear warfare on your planet because the nuclear weapons have been disabled. You will notice that whenever one of your leaders tries to roll out his missiles, you may remember the North Korean doing this. Suddenly, he changed his mind and took his weapons back to the garage. Well, the reason he did that was because they didn't work. That is true for all the nuclear weapons on the planet. The weapons of mass destruction, as you would call them. That has been taken care of. Now, there are still many, many projects to be taken care of. You are getting help with the cleanup of the Fukushima spill, the Gulf disasters. You're getting help. Mother Earth could not do it by herself. But we cannot do it for you either. We have an arrangement, the Council of One, with many of our boots on the ground, as we call them, the light workers who are here to fight the good fight to get the word out, as all of you are doing, whether you realize it or not. You are taking part in a light-filled endeavor that is for the good of all. And there is no accident that this organization is called the Freedom Club, because that is what's behind it. It's not really about money, is it? Maybe some of you are feeling very good about recovering some of your funds, but you're all very aware that it really is about the principle behind it. And we are very pleased with your work. We are very pleased with the way this has grown and with the dedication of those who are leading this, but also with the open-hearted way that the members have, little by little, gathered together, brought in their friends. Your numbers have grown. You have educated yourselves to a very high level. This is a wonderful thing to see, and this is where your power comes from, because you are educating yourselves and you're willing to support one another. It's a marvelous thing. So we wanted to come here especially to express our gratitude to this group, to Tom, to Joanne, and to those who support and organize things for you here. It is a wonderful success in that you have already raised the vibration, the level of understanding, and brought light to a subject that was so dark. This is a part of what I was describing about the timelines. It is actions like this that make it possible for your planet to literally leave behind the destiny, what looked like it would have been the destiny of planet Earth, and to move to a different future. It's not all as complicated as it sounds. When you change your mind, you experience it in your own life. You can change your mind and your life changes. The same thing happens with the planet. You have changed your minds about how you want this planet to be run. And you have already changed the destiny for all of you. Last week, May 2nd, planet Earth jumped 4 timelines. Now, if you still use the analogy of the highway, you know that you just went from a slow lane to a fast one. You are now on the timeline that our ground crew calls the Goldilocks timeline. Not too fast, not too slow, it's just right. And it does mean that the blessings that you have been hoping and wishing for will indeed be forthcoming. And sooner rather than later. All of the things that have been promised from the ancient teachings to the present day channelings, the idea that the earth will be flooded with light, that good will prevail over darkness, it is all true. And it is unfolding. And from where we are, of course, we can see it. We can see the light increasing. We can see each of you. We see your energy. You have auras. We can see your aura. We see it that you're becoming more persistent, more dedicated, more educated, more enlightened. Enlightened means more light. And all over the globe, people are rising up. You can feel it. Your news outlets don't say much about the good things that are happening, especially when they involve challenging the powers that be. Many of the media are just as frightened, and many, of course, have been bought off, but they're just as frightened as your politicians. So I can assure you, this is changing. You will see it happening very quickly. And so this is our message for you tonight. I hope we didn't, as Tom suggested, blow you away. Our wish was to send you a warm greeting and to help you feel more comfortable making contact with those in higher dimensions. We're very friendly, you know. There is no great God who sits in a big chair with a long beard meeting out punishment. There is no such thing. There is no punishment. By the way, there is no hell either. So you need not fear that your good work will lead to nothing, because the energies on the planet guarantee now that your efforts, when you join together, increase logarithmically. Everything you do now makes a real mark and is cumulative. When you join together, you will have greater power than ever before because of the energies on the planet. And the energies coming to you from the cosmos, the world is really changing. You can feel it, can't you? Some people have complained of headaches. Some complain they feel woozy or exhausted or feeling a little sickly. We call it ascensionitis, the rising vibrations. Your bodies are being activated. Your DNA is literally changing. You're going to feel yourselves getting smarter, more open, clearer, and happier if you simply roll with it, accept it, embrace it, and rise with it. Ride the wave, beloved ones. We are here to support you, to applaud you, to express our gratitude. And all of us, the Council, wish to send our great love to all of you. Namaste, dear ones. Namaste.
Namaste to you. Wow.
Thank you, Council of One and Dr. Catherine May. Wow, that was powerful.
And we'll give Catherine a moment to get back into herself.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. That was a beautiful message. Interesting, the Council of One, and here we're talking about the One.
Well, yes.
Did that come together?
That's not an accident, of course, is it?
who thought of that name? How was that guided to us? Huh? our new earth becomes the One, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you would be, I know you've got a mission, and maybe you're over time, I don't know, but we have a hand up here behind you that maybe they have a question that is kind of relevant to you, so if you could stay on the line for a minute, let's find out.
Okay, sure.
Go ahead, Carl.
Hello, your first name.
Hi, this is Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Go ahead.
Carl from California. Hello, Tom. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Carl.
I just wanted to say thanks for coming on. It's really an honor to be on this call right now with you guys because it was really a pleasure to get in touch with Catherine about a year ago when a friend of mine named Zarin sent me an article she wrote about the corrupt family court system. And I read that article, and at the bottom, after I read it, I thought of a solution for her, and I decided, wow, that's really exciting. And at the bottom of her note was her phone number. So I called her, and being a Freedom Club member, I was also just so amazed that, this is the whole thing about freedom, is it's just not about totally about money. It's a project,
mm-hmm.
every aspect of freedom that we're involved with. And I was a person that has been a freedom fighter for a long time. I fought the IRS 30 years ago. When I was doing battle with them, I found out the whole income tax thing was a fraud, and I risked my freedom for my fellow Americans as standing up for my rights. And in that process, I was threatened with $200,000 in fines and 20 years in prison for standing for the Constitution. So what I did was I did the research, and in that case there, I didn't get thrown in jail, but I had learned a lot, and it kept me on the path of freedom. And then about 9 years ago, I got hooked up with Freedom Club and met Tom.
Can I introduce you?
And so this is a unity of really nice consciousness of the whole arena for me. It's really exciting to have you on, Catherine, and really mm-hmm. blessed to have all the connections with the Freedom Club.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm, of course, Carl is the one who brought me into the Freedom Club, and I am a member, too. So Carl was the one who introduced me. And bringing up the IRS, I am sitting next to someone who came to study with me, whose name is Annie, and she spent 20 months in prison for standing up to the IRS.
Wow.
So she is learning to do visual centering. She's also a powerful healer, and she's here to learn some new work and to recover. So I think we need to support the people who have tried so hard and have given so much to try to prove this lie that we all are so horrified by. And her story is beyond horrifying. So I think it's really important now that no one try to do this on their own. So the fact that you have a large group and people to support each other and more people standing up to go against this illegal corporation is really a good thing. But she's been also alerting me to the pitfalls and the dangers. So it's really important that you have a big team and that you are really aware of what can come of it, right, as you know, Carl.
Yeah. Well, I've also recently been able to write so far 8 letters on fracking and sent them to fracking companies and to my congressmen and senators of the corporation government.
Great.
And I told them in my letters that what they're doing is criminal if they support this.
Right.
And they're violating the laws of humanity and the law of one, which is harm no one. And so this is outlandish to me to have something that's so insane called fracking that is greed to the hardest core
mm-hmm.
companies, you know, that they're destroying Mother Earth by doing this thing that doesn't, like you said, doesn't make any more energy at all. It's probably, in my mind, it's purposely designed to, like the old reptilian concept of destroy everything, you know, that's what their concept was.
Right.
So I'm glad they're fading out now, and it's up to us, though, the boots on the ground, the people, have to stand up and get together, and that's what's so wonderful about this one, and Tom, and you know, this is exciting time, so exciting, because we can all take part in this without fear.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because now we have the energy and the light that has hit Earth, and it only happens once every 26,920 years.
I think this one's even more special than that.
Oh, Well, that's all I wanted to add. Thank you very much, Tom and Joanne, too, and the whole gang. It's all awesome to be a part of this. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It very much.
Yeah, and I thank Carl for teaching me about Freedom Club and encouraging me to join.
Well, and perhaps on our next call, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny certainly wanted to be here tonight. She was on a three-week jaunt around the planet here and was not able to come. But on our next call, I think she will be absolutely our stellar guest speaker, as you have become tonight, Catherine. And Sherry is, again, the world's foremost.
Wonderful.
On the destruction of that vaccinations are doing to your children, adults, the flu shots, the whole gamut.
Mm-hmm.
And she speaks with authority of 20 years. So we'll have her as our next guest, I do believe. So watch for the next posting. We'll give you a little more time to prepare, folks. I'm sorry. This was a bit of a short notice. We keep a busy schedule here, and we squeeze something in our off week, we call it. Yeah, off week.
Well, everything's moving faster now.
Absolutely. So let's see what other questions from our guests here who have comments, questions. Tell us maybe what group you're involved in, if you like. Just raise your hand, star one. We'd love to hear from you. Or if you have a question for Catherine or ourselves, by all means. We're just kind of ad-libbing here tonight as a kickoff meeting. So
we have another hand up. Your first name, please.
Go ahead, Colin.
0937, your first name.
You may be muted on your end. We don't hear you. You might try your mute there and see if we're not hearing a bit.
Okay, we'll come back to that line. And our next hand up, hello, your first name, please.
Namaste, Tom and Joanne, Dr. May.
Namaste.
Hello. Namaste, your first name, please.
Namaste, Tony, namaste.
Hi.
Tony, hello.
What's on your mind, Tony?
I've been trying to get you my book, Conscious Eaters. I've been working on getting you the ebook that I have put together to help people understand how to get off the toxic chemicals, and just haven't received anything back from you. So I wondered how we could partner in this, because I feel we put the power in the hands of the people. We can, exponentially change the scene of things, if that makes sense.
So you said an ebook. Was it Conscious Eaters?
Yes.
And so you'd like to offer it for publication on our site, is that it?
Yes.
Okay. And, I get my 200-plus emails a day myself.
Right. You can't read everything at all.
Catherine, you get your at least that many, I'm sure, it seems. We all do. Just put attention, Tom, go to contact us, perhaps, and then I think there is, just do an attachment and try that method. Just say forward to Tom and or make mention, say something, per our one conversation, something of that nature.
Okay, I'll use my name. I don't think many are using Namaste.
Okay. that might jog it here and get through the maze.
On the awakened Christ.
Okay. Well, we'll take a peek here. And how long is it? How many pages?
10, 12
okay.
pages.
Well,
that's real short e-book. It's just filled with all the science and research and just all the information on how it's malicious and intentional.
Sounds like a winner. All right. Well, we'll watch for it. Thank you very much.
Enjoy.
Thank you, Tony. And any other hands? Let's Let's check back with our prior caller and see if they've gotten unmuted, Joanne.
Maybe you should tell them, don't you? You do star one?
Yeah, star one gets you in the queue. Mm-hmm. Caller, are you with us?
Yeah, I think I am. This is Russ.
Yes, you made it.
I think my problem was a technical problem. I push mute, you know, because we have conference calls over here. And so we always ask people to push mute, so it's my fault. So
we have a quieter way to do it here. We do it for you. How can we?
All right. Well, my name is Russ, and I'm from California in the San Francisco area, you know, and we have a program here we call Clearwater Vision, you know, clearwatervision.org, and we've been working on this project since, I guess it's 1997, and prior to that, I toured around the country with different inventors, and I spent a lot of time with a guy named Dr. Hugh Brown, and, you know, since then, I was asked to go to Clear Lake. I don't know if you know where that is, but it's in California. It's on the Ring of Fire. We call it the last of the seeable volcanoes turned into lakes. And so some scientists call it the oldest lake in our country. So, and what we learned from it is really basically what Catherine was saying, and I was very impressed, and I was writing all the time that she was talking. But I too had a mentor, you know, who was very psychic, and, you know, he told me 20 years ago, he said, you must continue what you're doing. And I told him back, I said, I don't know what I'm doing. And he said, yes, you do. And from that point, it started going to a direction I didn't quite understand, but, you know, eventually, you know, I learned more about, in fact, you know, to put it in a nutshell, how well the Earth loves us, you know. The study on that lake is talking about the sediment that goes below sea level and the water that comes up from the lake and, you know, it goes into the San Francisco Bay and into the Central Valley, you know, which some call it the most fertile land in the world. So I, you know, was... I didn't quite understand what was the problem, you know, seeing as they're calling it the oldest lake. And so I decided that I was going to do all the research I could. And so now we have a board and we have, you know, some scientists that really believe in it, actually believe it in their bones. They're really very loving people. And I'm very honored through, you know, some 17 or 16 years, you know, of working on this project that finally we have a group of people who are very, they just want to see the Earth being loved. And so anyway, I'd like to add my name to whatever you guys are doing. Our real problem that we have is not only is this the oldest lake, that it's what's considered the mercury mine that's coming out of there is considered the largest in America as well. So we have the both the positive and the negative there that people don't know about, and, you know, very little is being talked about the mercury that's actually getting into people's pineal glands and actually making zombies out of them through the world, you know. So anyway, that's my point of view, and I'd like to add that to your list if you guys want it to be. So
yes, and the way is very simple. I just go to our website and the last tab says affiliate and just click it, and you'll see Glow Captains there and Dr.
Mm-hmm.
And just
okay.
Place to click to sign up. It'll be contact us and the last name of your organization, so forth, and we'll add you. No problem.
Okay.
That's for anyone out there who's not our guest tonight or hears this call later. Well,
mm-hmm.
And so folks, and maybe a little like a one-liner of what you do, you know, what your mission is.
Well, I just sent you guys a letter through, I think it was the other, or I don't know if it was Register or what, but I just sent a letter to you, so you'll be able to pick it up. And you could go to our website. We've been growing, and we're looking to be, we're looking to just teaching, you know, how the earth works in our universities, especially on the West Coast, and we've been researching the cancer rate in the Bay Area, which is astounding at this time. And so, you know, some of these people are very well-to-do. They're very intuitive, extremely. You know, the Silicon Valley people who can talk to the rest of the world, kind of thing. And we're very concerned in what's happening to their next generations because of the autism rate and because of this high level of low vibration that comes from the mercury. And so we're very, very concerned in this. And so if anybody has ideas, then please send them over to us because we have technologies that cannot be put out to people that we know that we can't allow that to happen, because the worldwide, you know, thing is this mercury is considered the unknown to so many people, and since we put it in our air and we floated around and it descends on organic material, then it methylates and basically it creates a problem not only with neurological but cancer and everything else. So I'm sure there are other, you know, things we could talk about, but I guess I was trained in this sense to work on the oldest lake, and for some reason that was something my mentor asked me to do. So I'm just contributing as much as I can to show that if we can teach our next generation that the earth has a vibration that loves us, we can heal ourselves. So,
you touched on a very critical point there with mercury. That's the same substance that now they call it thermosol that they mix and put into the injections into our young infants. So you wonder why they're dumbing down. Well, that's the reason. That's their autism, and there's many of the other effects that come on it. So,
yeah, we have a movie director and a movie producer that's now very interested. All these years of actually putting that into it. You know, if you actually look at cause and effect and see where the mercury comes from and why they put it in these situations and what they can do to, you know, change it. If we can just learn, you know, that, you know, this stuff methylates and it goes into a higher level, and it, you know, then it gets into the system, and as it gets into the system, it goes right to the pineal gland and just ruins a mind, you know, especially a young mind. And so we want to do this in terms of directing a worldwide understanding of the oldest lake in our country, you know, and why it's important and why, you know, why the mercury, even we went to India and to Nepal to study mercury and, you know, how it is, you know, the Dalai Lama explained that, you know, mercury will be a neurological medicine in the future, and why some of our autistic people are very intelligent, you know, and, you know, in one part of the way, you know. So when we decide to put holes in the ground and we decide to do, you know, pull it out because of whether it be energy or, you know, looking for gold or whatever it is, we subject people, you know, into this field that they become zombies, you know, and so on. So we're learning more about this with, you know, with learning how the sediment goes below sea level and, you know, how the world of alchemy actually works. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your fine work. We'll watch for your admission to the affiliate program, and we'll get folks that tuned in, and they can learn more from, I assume you have a site they can learn more from?
Yeah, clearwatervision.org. You know,
Well, thank you. We got a couple other hands up here. We're going to move on. But
Tom,
yes.
It sounds like you're on a roll. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to have to depart the call if that's okay with all of you. It was lovely.
What the heck?
Yeah, it's Catherine. It sounds like you have others coming in who have wonderful projects going on. So,
well, thank you for being here. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks for the invite. It was fun being here.
Absolutely. So, we're going to get you back again.
Sure. You're always happy to come.
All right. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
All right. Talk soon. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
And just as a follow-up, too, on our last guest, we had Mercury is also in these new light bulbs. A lot of folks are buying these, the curlicue ones, and they're supposed to be energy savers, right? But check carefully. They're biohazards. If you ever break one, they say handle with, call Live On. We have to call because there's mercury in them, and that is, in fact, a biohazard. So here we're introducing mercury into new light bulbs and in passing laws that demand we use these instead of the incandescent, which got by just fine for years. So, this is how absurd it is becoming, folks. So there's many sub-projects to any one of these out there. Well, let's get to our final questions here. We're running toward the end of the call, so who's next, Joanne?
Hello, your first name, please. 2407, your first name. We cannot hear you.
Hello?
There we are.
Yes, hello.
Oh, thank you. My name is Tony, and recently I watched a documentary on YouTube regarding Keshe Foundation, K-E-S-H-E foundation.org. The doctor, the gentleman behind these, the scientist, the physicist, uses electromagnetic studies that he's done for the past 40 years that can address our environment, our food, our water, our energy, our space travel. And you may want to check his website.
Very familiar with him, and he, in fact, recently announced all his findings out to the public. He just dispersed them. So
yes.
Really, and he's actually, if you understand reincarnation, he is Tesla and Einstein. He's a dual-souled individual who was returned. So Tesla, as you know, from 100 years ago, and he's come back in the form of Dr. Keshe. So
really?
Yeah, really. So pretty good combination. No wonder the guy has done some incredible things. So, yes, we are very familiar with the Tesla history, and so much of that suppressed, and he's brought it out freely now and dispersed it. So we're very excited. If you follow our we have a sister company, Freedom, it was mentioned many times tonight, but Freedom Club USA.
I'm a member of it.
Yeah.
I'm a member.
And if you go there, there's a news page. It's called Earth News. And if you go there, you'll find all kinds of articles, including relating to Keshe and all the world events, political, health, free energy, and all sorts of things. I'd encourage you to go take a look there as well. It's a separate enterprise, but nonetheless, it is our news station, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find all kinds of interesting articles. So, yes, thank you for bringing this to our forefront again.
Yes. I personally would like to participate in his 6 weeks of crash course in Europe. That you could bring it to your own community, like Ubuntu, Michael Tellinger in South Africa is doing the same thing. You could take it to your own community, whether it's for environmental cleaning or food all people could be exposed. If they are interested, they have the passion, they can do that, especially when the army takes place. You know, you can take care of yourself and your family, and then the rest you can just open up a humanitarian projects through Keshe Foundation that could be spread all over the world, people who are interested. Yeah, I'm very happy you are doing this. It's very nice. And
and send us, again, sign up as an affiliate if you choose, and again, no cost. We just would list you, and then the folks, you know, will have interest. And it may be a little one-liner as to the nature of your mission, mm-hmm. that we could post so folks, you know, by topic could find folks if they want a little more detail on something. We handle, you know, some of the major projects, but we can't do everything certainly at once, at least. So, yeah, well, thank you for checking in with us here. Appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you for all your support. Thank you. I appreciate that. Bless your heart.
Thank you. And who's
our next hand. Hi, your first name.
Hi, it's Harris.
Hi, Harris.
Hi, I just wanted to, I'm glad that we were able to, get Catherine on the call. You know, I'm sure Tom had left you a message today. But the other thing is also, we were just talking about Mercury, and wasn't mentioned that, you know, the first place that Mercury was put into our bodies was in through the filling, the cavities and teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're constantly being poisoned by the mercury in the cavities as well. So that's something that if you can have cavities removed and, the fillings that have the mercury in them, that's also a good thing to reduce your mercury exposure. So I just wanted to mention that as well.
You know, back in high school, I go back a few years, but they used to have mercury in the chemistry labs when you had your chemistry course, you know, bowel liquid mercury. And it'd be fun, you know, we'd just play with it. We had no idea. We'd roll it around in our hands, and, you know, it was just, had no idea what we were doing. It was that common. I don't know if they still have it that available in the high schools today, but now what we're learning, how destructive it is in the body, and now you understand why they insert it into these vaccinations. If you can just imagine what the goal is to wipe out, according to, as we heard, Agenda 21, for those not familiar, is to exterminate 80 to 90% of the population. Well, they go about it a lot of different ways, and we've mentioned some already, but here's one of them, to numb and dumb down or kill. It seems to be an agenda, and if that is shocking to you, hopefully no one on this call is that shocked by that statement, but if nonetheless, just look at it this way. It is poisonous. It should not be in our world, in our bodies, in any way, shape, or form, or in our food, or in our light bulbs, or in our mouths.
Absolutely.
So let's wake up and just take a new direction here and say no more of that.
Indeed. I just wanted to mention that one also, along with the other topics we were talking about with the mercury poisoning. So, mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Harris. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, I think we've done our part here. We had some a surprise visit here by the, what was it called? The
Council of One.
The Council of One joining our call here. So we are duly impressed by their visit, and thank you, Catherine, who's now absent, but and all our callers here and many listeners who are just taking notes at this time, and we appreciate each one of you. Visit the site if you'd be so kind, and if you are an affiliate, have a group, a site, by all means, register, and we'd love to post it out there and look over, you know, the projects. We'll keep you informed when we're gearing up to release or launch one or another, or if you have expertise, you know, in any of those areas, then just let us know with, you know, contact us or the, actually the sign-up form on the, what's it called, the project support, and you may have some expertise there you would like to contribute, and we'd be more than pleased. All right, guys, let's Final thoughts, Joanne? Anything we've left out?
What a wonderful evening this evening of sharing all of this information. And it's just going to get better because we have experts that are coming to us to tell us how. And by combining all of us together, standing tall, we'll get things done. Catherine explained to us how by combining so many people and writing handwritten letters that they were actually able to stop the sonar from the Navy. That's a huge, huge accomplishment. And we can all make a difference, too. So we thank you for coming this evening, and we've just begun.
Yeah, and please share this information with your friends who may not have been able to make this call, and they will have others scheduled, but they can just go to the site, sign up, any way they so choose, pretty simple site to navigate. By all means, we would encourage you to do that so that when we get back together, we'll have a much more robust call and give you our progress on a regular basis here, how we're progressing and what's happening on planet Earth. So with that, we'll call it a night here. Thanks, folks.
Good night.